Live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com. The swearing in of Mayor Rick Kreisman for another four-year term. Program occurring on the steps of St. Petersburg, Florida, City Hall.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Helen Wallace, and I am honored to serve as the Master of Ceremonies for this historic event, the swearing in of Rick Kreisman's second term for Mayor of St. Petersburg. Would all elected officials please rise? I'd like to give a special welcome to Dr. Kanika Tomlin, our Deputy Mayor, members of City Council, distinguished guests, and all of you devoted citizens who braved the 40-degree weather to come out today to celebrate our city and our terrific mayor. So. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Joran Opelt, minister at Integral Church and president of Interfaith Tampa Bay, to offer up the invocation.
Hello, fellow citizens, the great city of St. Petersburg. It's truly an honor to be here today with a group of people committed to creating such a bright and colorful and inclusive and thriving and open and welcoming future St. Petersburg. And that includes all of you here that showed up and the work that all of you do every day. Because all of us, in addition to our public lives, we lead interior lives, a life of meaning and intention, a life of passion and purpose, a life not always seen by our family and our coworkers, a life not always seen on Facebook, a life of our true self that just can't be captured by a selfie. This interior life is always here for us as a refuge, like a candle burning in a darkened room. And when we turn inward to ask the big questions, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I here to create or to do? When we consult our conscience or our creator or our values, it is this interior life that provides the answers. Some of us identify as Buddhists, or Christians, or Jews, or Muslims, or atheists, or humanists, and some of us don't have a religious identity whatsoever. This administration has always embraced and celebrated the diversity of this city. We are multiracial. We are multicultural. We are white and black and brown, and now, like our city council, we are female. And we are home to an amazing and thriving LGBT community. Yep. We live in a city that is vibrant and colorful and full of people that I am proud to call my neighbor. And just like race and politics and gender, religious belief exists along a spectrum. And within each faith tradition, there is an internal diversity. No two people think or worship or pray or meditate or practice the same. And no two people have the same values or mindset or tell stories in the same way. Since the day I met him, Mayor Rick Kreisman has been a supporter of this city's religious diversity and a believer in interfaith dialogue, committed to increasing the spiritual literacy of our citizens. Because if we can't talk to each other about the big questions, If we don't have a deep and profound respect for our neighbor and for the way they approach mystery or grapple with the unknown or an understanding of their ultimate concern, then the small questions won't matter. Our civil concerns will become meaningless. Mayor Kreisman has a clear vision of how our beloved city fits into a bigger picture. And he has fought to make St. Petersburg a welcoming city for those wanting to make it their home, and has continued to work toward reconciliation and healing, toward equality and empowerment, to ensure that all of its citizens feel safe and protected, that they feel valued and successful, that they feel loved. So today it is my prayer to God, Allah, Elohim, the Creator, the universe, the source and the force, that this mayor and his administration continue to serve this city wisely and well, and that we as neighbors continue the work of living in a world that is sometimes overwhelming and painful, that we continue the work of serving and caring for one another, of building a future together that includes all voices, all races, all genders, all faith traditions, Christians and Buddhists and Jews and Muslims and Baha'i and Hindu and Quakers and Scientologists and Native Americans and atheists and agnostics and humanists and those who are spiritual but not religious and those who just can't put what they believe into words. I pray that we all put our spirit into action. And by combining the energy, the light from all of those candles in all of those darkened rooms, we create a shining example of community for others. A light as bright and as warm as the sun, eradicating all of our fear and all of our self-doubt as a community. A light that calls forth the strength to move forward with a shared purpose and common ground, with wisdom and understanding that is beyond ourselves. I pray that in this age of separation and division and barrier building and disconnection, that we transcend the lie that our thoughts and actions don't affect each other. I pray that we put the neighbor back in the neighborhood. And may that sun shine on our community, and may that community bring out the neighbor in us all. And with that, we say, Shalom, Shanti, Salam, and Amen.
In my role as poet laureate, I'd now like to read a short poem that I wrote for this occasion. Renewal and the Sunshine City. The sun says yes to the morning, raising its red fist. Such daily promise in this exquisite puncture. We are a city renaming ourselves in color. If unity is fire catching fire, run toward it laughing, spilling our old songs of ash. Trees in our parks say yes to wind, and murals paint our streets in sheets of light. This is a city with skin all shades of earth. We thirst, we flourish together. Look around, our shared air is good. We grow by taking in and letting go. Tides combing our shores say yes to the moon. If love is an aquifer, let us be water rushing. Give us a city shaped by 1,000 voices. Where daughters build castles of sand and call themselves kings. Nourish those dreams. Give them a bucket, a spoon. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Let's see. I will ask the Joint Honor Guard, comprised of the St. Petersburg Police Department and the St. Petersburg Fire Rescue Department, to present our nation's colors. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Cepeda McKay and No Limits, who will perform our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
I will ask the Joint Honor Guard to retire our nation's colors.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. Please welcome to the platform the Honorable Mark I. Shames, representing the 6th Judicial Circuit Court of Florida, to administer the oath of office. Please welcome to the platform Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin, along with her children Nia and Kai, and City Administrator Dr. Gary Cornwell. Please welcome to the platform Mayor Rick Kreisman, accompanied by his wife Carrie and their children Jordan and Samuel.
Of the state,
and that I will faithfully perform the duties
of the office of the mayor of the city of St. Petersburg, Florida,
on which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
Good afternoon, everyone. To my family, to Judge Mark Shames, members of our City Council and City Administration, including Administrator Dr. Gary Cornwell and Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Tomlin and her family, to the St. Petersburg Police Department and St. Pete Fire and Rescue, distinguished guests, my fellow mayors, Mayor Buckhorn and Mayor Credicus, and fellow citizens. There is no place I would rather be today than right here with each of you at the beginning of a new year and a new term. My friends, my remarks today will be brief given the wintry weather, or wintry for us at least here in St. Pete, and so that we can begin our next 4 years as soon as possible. Now, 4 years ago today, standing in this very spot, I made several promises. I pledged working closely with our City Council and the more than 250,000 citizens we represent to tackle the most stubborn challenges facing our city, including poverty in South St. Pete, the construction of a new pier and police station, our agreement with the Tampa Bay Rays, and our infrastructure, specifically our transportation infrastructure. all of us working together have either resolved these issues or made significant strides towards resolving them. African American poverty is now at an all-time low, but we're not declaring victory. There's a long road ahead to ensure sustainable progress that can't be undone. A new 26-acre pier is under construction and will feature new restaurants, an event lawn, a unique playground and splash pad, a marine sciences education center, open-air market, and so much more. Construction of our new police station is also well underway and on budget. An agreement was reached with the Rays in order to improve our chances of keeping the team in the Tampa-St. Pete area, and a master plan for the Tropicana field site has been completed and presented to the team. And our local and regional transportation infrastructure has become a priority for City Hall, resulting in the Cross Bay Ferry pilot program, bike share, open streets, and a community-driven complete streets plan that will lead to neighborhood greenways and new and improved trails and bike lanes. In fact, St. Pete was recently recognized by the League of American Bicyclists as a silver level bicycle friendly city, a ranking no other mid or large size Florida city has attained. Despite our progress on transportation and transit, the fact remains that the Tampa-St. Pete area is woefully behind our competition, and it's costing us in countless ways. And that's why I'll be working to not only bring the ferry back, but to better interconnect our city and to connect our city with Florida's other urban cities via more diverse mass transit options. We can have debates about the merits of rail or other alternative transportation, and we can debate how to pay for it. But there's no debating that the status quo is simply not acceptable. Other infrastructure challenges, such as the 40th Avenue Bridge and our sewer system, are being addressed head-on. In fact, nearly $100 million has already been spent increasing our treatment capacity and reducing the amount of stormwater that enters our wastewater system. And my hope is that this issue will now be less of a political football and that we can make even greater progress without unnecessary distractions. This is important. This isn't just a public works project. It's a public safety and public health project. In addition to our immediate upgrades, our integrated One Water initiative will help us understand how drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, reclaimed water, and recreational water uses overlap, and how we can best prepare for heavier use, a changing climate, and rising seas. And all this work complements our ongoing efforts to make St. Pete a cleaner and greener city, less reliant on fossil fuels. Our latest initiative will formally kick off 2 days from now as we announce our agreement with Duke Energy to remove our incandescent streetlights in favor of more efficient and brighter LEDs. And brighter streets also mean safer streets for our residents, our police officers, and especially for our kids. Our kids, their future, is really what all of this is about. It's about ensuring St. Pete forever remains a wonderful and affordable place to live, work, and play. My friends, we have work to do. We recognize the difficulty that many families have finding homes that are the right price and right size, and we are working on solutions. We also recognize that the very businesses we want lining our main streets, small and independent businesses, are threatened. Now, I believe in market forces, but I also believe leaders have a role to play in helping to shape a city by protecting the distinct flavor of vital commercial corridors like Central Avenue. And that's why we kicked off a community conversation last May, and that's why we'll continue that conversation in 2018. We also began a larger conversation about St. Pete's growth and future which I expect will result in a Vision 2050 guiding document. Again, it's all about our kids and leaving our city better than we found it. And we're on track to do just that. Beyond the progress I highlighted, our new ordinances and policies and bold stances that have brought us closer to fully attaining our vision of being a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all, of being a truly innovative, creative, and competitive community. This is the result of a team effort, beginning with the men and women who dare to turn a train stop into a resort town and a resort town into a hub of arts and culture. Today, we dare to go further than anyone has ever imagined. Today, we are a St. Pete that pursues a Cuban consulate, Amazon's second world headquarters, and the World Pride Celebration. We are a St. Pete that is brash enough to take on federal campaign finance laws. We are a St. Pete that has enough confidence to tell our Major League Baseball team to go look around. We'd love for you to choose us, but we'll be just fine without you too. Today we are a St. Pete of green initiatives, not green benches. A St. Pete where 20,000 strong marched along our waterfront for women's rights. And for every other right Donald Trump wishes to deny us of. Today we are a city of compassion. A city that aims to be what Pope Francis has called a workshop of peace. Today, literally today, we are a city where, for the first time, a majority of our council members are women. With Chair Wheeler Bowman, members Driscoll, Foster, Gabbard, and Rice, please stand to be recognized. This past year has been an especially important and inspiring year for women, because of women. Now, I have the good fortune of being surrounded by strong women in my life. My wife, Carrie, my daughter, Jordan, my wonderful mother-in-law, Anne, as well as so many exceptional women in leadership roles throughout our city government, from Dr. Kanika Tomlin to our first ever female city attorney, Jackie Kovalaric, to our assistant city attorney, Janine Williams, to numerous administrators and directors, and we are better because of it. In fact, between our council members, our legal team, and our deputy mayor, as many as 8 women may be sitting on the dais at one time in 2018. So let it be known, we are proud of our progress and our progressivism, especially right now, when good people from throughout our nation, our state, and our world are looking for rays of hope and even refuge. And so we must continue to lead, not slow down. We must continue to shine bright and not dim our light for others. So join with me today. Join with our city council. Join with our city's business leaders, faith leaders, neighborhood leaders, and everyone who makes positive contributions to our city in moving us forward and finishing the work we have begun. And let's do so united, because a united St. Pete is an unstoppable St. Pete. Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the city of St. Pete.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Elder Dr. G. Greg Murray, pastor of Mount Zion Primitive Baptist Church, who will offer up the benediction.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for allowing us to witness this special day in the life of our city. We thank you for letting our light shine in this present darkness. We ask you to enable us to stand against injustice, hate, intolerance, exclusion, and corruption. Empower our light to expose the darkness for the purpose of freedom, justice, and equality for all. Strengthen our ways towards a more righteous and excellent way of life. Examine us continually and lift us up ever closer towards your unifying love. Where there is hate, bring love. Where there is darkness, bring light. Where there is division, bring unity. Where there is bigotry, bring tolerance. Where there is discrimination, bring justice. We ask you to bless this city, to guide this mayor, to direct this city council, and to take us higher as one city. And so as we go forth from these hallowed steps, back to our groups, our organizations, our jobs, our departments, our ministries, our neighborhoods, our communities, our families, and our friends, we carry with us the divine challenge that the best of St. Petersburg has yet to be realized. City of St. Petersburg, we are one city, but there are still divisions. And so we declare to you on these steps of our city hall that the invisible wall that has lined Central Avenue and that has divided this great city in so many ways for too long, by north and by south, is cracking and crumbling and will completely come down, and only then we can truly be a seamless city. We declare that the power of unity that can unite us all will flourish under the daylight of a righteous humanitarian effort. We declare to you today that now is the time that we are the people who carry the torch of a unified city. We, the people of this great city, employ this mayor and his administration and this city council to take this city to even higher heights, where every citizen, regardless of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender, socioeconomic status, or age, can feel a sense of rightful citizenship to everything that this city offers and promises. Teach us, O God, that all of us are divinely connected to each other by a power that is greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is forever rooted and grounded in compassion and love toward our fellow man. So onward, upward, and forward we go together. And as we conclude this momentous service, please take the person's hand next to you and declare with me, we are one city.
We are
diverse.
We are diverse.
We are together.
We are together.
We are united.
We are united.
We are blessed.
We are blessed.
We are St. Petersburg.
We are St. Petersburg.
May God bless Mayor Rick Christman, and may God bless the city of St. Petersburg.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our swearing-in ceremony. On behalf of Mayor Kreisman and the entire city team, have a pleasant day and a fantastic New Year.
You've been listening to live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com, audio courtesy of the City of St. Petersburg, of today's swearing-in ceremony of St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman to another four-year term. Some inspiring comments, speeches, and prayers at this morning's ceremony on City Hall steps. In the RadioSt.Pete.com archive and at TampaBayPodcast.com, you can replay this program. You can also hear a recording of this morning's swearing-in ceremonies inside City Council chambers for the new St. Petersburg City Council taking office this morning on January 2nd. 2018. You've been listening to live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com. We now return you to our regular programming.